This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Voters in Manchester go to the polls on Tuesday for a primary election that will narrow down a field of five candidates for mayor that includes most prominently the three-term incumbent and political stalwart Ted Gatzis. Here to discuss the primary election in Manchester is NHPR contributor Ted Seifer, who previously covered city politics for the Union Leader. Thank you very much for joining me, Ted.
My pleasure.
First of all, the current mayor, Ted Gatzis, is a well-known political figure in the state and won his past three elections by comfortable margins. Is he considered vulnerable this time around?
Looking just at the primary, the short answer is no. But he is facing strong challengers this year, and the two top vote-getters will face each other in November.
And who are his rivals?
One is Patrick Arnold. He's a young guy who surprised many in 2013 when he ran for mayor after serving just two terms as a city alderman. He came within 7 points of Gatzis. That was a pretty close call for someone who's used to winning elections in landslides. And the other main challenger is Joyce Craig. She's a three-term alderman and former school board member. Both Arnold and Craig are Democrats, and you could say Craig has emerged as the favorite of the Democratic establishment in the city. She's got the endorsements of some big-name party leaders and unions, including the State Employees Association. She'd also be the first female mayor of the Queen City if elected.
What are the main issues in this election?
I'd say that the topmost concern in the city these days is the heroin epidemic and crime associated with it. The city has seen an unprecedented surge in overdose deaths this year, and Gatzis has said that combating the drug problem is his top priority. There's also the issue of public schools. Manchester schools have long struggled with low test scores, crowded classrooms, and how to cope with changing demographics. And hanging over all of this has been the fact that the teachers have been working without a contract for the past 2 years. A deal was finally reached last month, but Gatzis went against strong majorities on the school board and aldermanic boards to veto it. He argued that the cost of teacher raises would force the city to override the tax cap. The move triggered an outcry from teachers and their supporters, and the aldermen last week voted to override the mayor's veto of the contract. As it happens, last night was the first and only scheduled debate among the mayoral candidates. And it was sponsored by the teachers' union, and it focused on education. Gatzis was conspicuous by his absence. He insists he had a previously scheduled forum to participate in. His opponents, of course, said it was another sign that he undervalues education.
You mentioned the tax cap. Is that expected to be an issue in this campaign?
Yes. The cap has proven popular with voters after it went into effect about 4 years ago. Last year, a majority of aldermen for the first time voted to override the cap, and Gatzis and his fellow Republicans are making sure to remind voters that Joyce Craig and the Democratic majority on the board voted for the override.
But aren't city elections supposed to be nonpartisan?
Technically, they are, but in reality, the local Republican and Democratic parties are heavily involved in city races. And there's been an interesting dynamic in the city for the past decade where voters tend to favor Democrats to be their ward representatives, but support a Republican for the corner office, perhaps as a check on the board. So time will tell if this pattern persists.
What's your prediction for Tuesday?
I'll refrain from picking any winners, but it's safe to say the results will depend in large part on turnout. Voter participation in city primaries has sunk below 10% in recent years, and it's below 20% in the general. Gatzis' challengers are definitely focusing their efforts on getting out the vote. I will say, if the margin between Gatzis and the runner-up is close, or vice versa, as the case may be, then Gatzis will be in for a tough fight in November.
Well, Ted, thank you very much for sharing your insights.
Absolutely. Thanks.
That's Ted Seifer, NHPR contributor and former City Hall reporter for the Union Leader.